CliffCentral.com. So this morning, I want to talk about the musician Drake. So he has recently done something which I believe is the real type of impact we need in these times. So the musician recently stopped his concert to call out a man in the crowd who kept groping women. So he was hosting an after-party event on his tour of Sydney, Australia, when he stopped mid-performance to call out this
bloody
man
Australians.
In the crowd who kept groping women. The audio's not the best, but take a listen and I'll explain afterwards.
Hello, Drake's music.
If you don't stop touching girls, I'm gonna come out there and fuck you up, man. If you don't stop putting your hands on girls, I'm gonna come out there and fuck you up myself.
Oh, he has eyeballed this guy hard.
Properly.
It'd be really great if the crowd just turned on this guy. I mean, look, not that
and
I'm defending
it. It just goes back to music.
I'm defending this man because I'm against such behavior, but Drake has sexy music. So for people who can't control themselves, this guy should not have gone to this concert. I mean,
no.
That's a red rag to a bull.
Did they throw the guy out or did he just stop?
We don't really know what happened to this guy. I was waiting for like the cameras to pan to this guy so that we actually get to see him. So if you missed it, while Drake was on stage, he could continuously spot this creep of a man groping girls around him in the crowd. So mid-song, Nochal, Drake just stops and says, "Yo, stop that shit. If you don't stop touching girls, I'm going to come out there and fuck you up." Z, and that's when the audience just went wild with approval.
See, and that's the only language that sex offenders actually understand.
You just got to be blunt.
You can't say, "Sorry, sir, could you please stop inappropriately touching that girl in front of you who does not like your attention?"
No.
Those words would be lost.
You got to speak in their language.
And also wouldn't help great Drake's street cred if you were to use those words.
Well, I mean...
You don't stop putting your hands on girls, I'm going to come out there and fuck you up myself.
Which would have been kind of interesting to watch.
Look, yeah. and that's where, because not to take anything away from Drake, because, you know, constantly women will say, but, you know, guys need to, like, defend us and speak up for us when things like this happen. So it's great that Drake did that.
Mm.
But Drake also has 5,001 bodyguards ready.
There we go.
Ready to step in any eventuality.
Well,
of-
that's not fair, buddy.
But sidebar,
he would have done it if it was just him.
I'm just saying.
Sidebar, have you
but
seen
good
his
for him,
Instagram
good for him.
Lately? He's been clapping the gym, but
he has been,
so I'll give him that. And this is what I'll have to say about the entire matter. I am the last person to advocate violence. It isn't about that. For me, it is about the fact that he's made it pretty damn clear that he will not tolerate this. And
that's good. He's taking a stand. I mean, all jokes aside, there shouldn't be a gray area here.
Yeah.
And he acted on it. So good for him.
And what I think is most powerful is the fact that action is being taken. We know and we've seen and we've been bombarded for the longest of time recently in the news headlines around sexual harassment, with the Weinsteins, the Spaceys, the O'Reillys of the world. And I think this is how true action takes place. It's not about billboards. It's not about, I hope there's not some brand sitting out there thinking, oh, let's book a bunch of celebrities and let's create this public service announcement. Because that's not how you get proper change. It's about moments like these when you're confronted with something and you do or you speak out. You know, it's not just about saying 15 years later, oh, well, they did this to me as well. No, I think it's about the mere fact that you don't turn a blind eye and you don't have this thought of, oh, that's just how men are, or, oh, that's just how things have always been. But it's about paying attention and making sure that you take action. So this morning on Set by C, I wanted to salute and congratulate Drake, and the fact that evidently the voices of everyone speaking out about sexual assaults haven't been in vain. And listen, Drake fans, as if you needed another reason to be obsessed with this guy. So awesome, Drake. I think this is great.
And if you are in a public setting where you feel like the person doing the groping will probably fuck you up, then get a few other people around you and then start shouting it out.
Yeah.
Strength in numbers. Yeah. Just always think about how you can make the difference. Because it doesn't just have to be, oh, well, it's just me.
Yeah.
Because I think a lot of people don't actually like this kind of stuff.
Yeah, it doesn't have to. It doesn't have to resort to violence.
Just it doesn't, but public humiliation and just calling things out is always a good move.
Yeah. CliffCentral.com.